Support for this podcast and the following message come from Wise, the app that makes managing your money in different currencies easy. With Wise, you can send and spend money internationally at the mid-market exchange rate. No guesswork and no hidden fees. Learn more about how Wise could work for you at wise.com.
Today on State of the World, what a hit Chinese TV show tells us about China today. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. It's Friday, March 29th. I'm Greg Dixon. In China, a TV show set in the city of Shanghai in the 1990s has become a huge hit. Blossoms Shanghai is a 30-part series directed by acclaimed Hong Kong filmmaker Wong Kar-wai. NPR's China correspondent John Ruich tells us that the popularity of a TV show set 30 years ago says a lot about China now.
Blossoms Shanghai follows the story of A Bao, a young businessman hustling to make it at a time when China's economic reforms were just taking off. It was the go-go years. Anything seemed possible, and opportunities were blossoming. The show is Wong Kar-wai's first foray into television. Cinematography bears his fingerprints. Dark scenes, plush sets with saturated colors, and brooding characters. It set a new bar for television in China, but it's not just the visuals that have struck a chord. Shanghai's Huanghe Road used to be the go-to strip for the city's nouveau riche, and it figures prominently in the show. Wu Shasha and Ma Mingyue came to see it for themselves from a province several hundred miles away. Wu says Blossom Shanghai did something rare for a Chinese TV show. It stirred a sense of nostalgia in her. Ma says everyone wishes they could have the kinds of opportunities available back then.
A few years back, there was a bull market, and you could at least invest. But in the wake of the pandemic, for various reasons, the global economic situation is bleak. Everyone wishes they could go back.
China in the early 90s was in the midst of a tectonic shift. The state was stepping back, downsizing the communist-planned economy. Private entrepreneurship was taking flight. Shanghai, which had just reopened its stock exchange, epitomized the spirit of the day. And the TV show is in Shanghainese, not Mandarin, another marker of how different things were. The dialect has become much less prevalent after decades of government policies promoting Mandarin. Ma Shanglong is a writer, born and bred in Shanghai. NPR met him at a cafe at the Peace Hotel, an institution that also figured prominently in Blossoms. Fans crowd the lobby now and can even spend a small fortune to stay in the suite that the main character used as an office. Ma says the contrast between the 90s and today is part of what makes the show so appealing. Back then, he says, people were full of dynamism and desire, and that comes through. He says life was like playing one of those claw machines at the arcade, where you put a quarter in and you could try your luck at grabbing a stuffed animal. If you couldn't grab one, you'd just keep on trying again and again. People in the 90s, he says, had that kind of hope. To be sure, life in China today is immeasurably better in a material sense. But the economy is foundering, and many think the authorities are not doing enough to give it a charge. Also, the 90s were a time when the state seemed to be getting out of the way. Today, the ruling Communist Party is asserting itself in every corner of society. Ma says living in China today is like being on a cruise. It's comfortable, but there's a feeling that you're just along for the ride with no say in where you're headed. For Ma, there's one character in the show who stands out and is his favorite, Ms. Wang, played by the actress Tiffany Tang. She worked at the State Foreign Trade Company and did deals with the main character, A Bao. She also harbored hopes for a romantic relationship with him. But when she ran afoul of the corruption watchdog and got sidelined, it was a wake-up call. She realized her previous successes and social status had all been a result of her relationship with Abao, and she wanted to stand on her own 2 feet, or as she puts it, to be her own dock on the riverbank. Ma says she's like a lot of Shanghainese people at the time, with the desire and determination to control her fate, something that's less obvious today. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
That's the State of the World from NPR. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.
On Wildcard, the new podcast from NPR, you'll hear people like comedian Jenny Slate reflect on their lives. What is something you think about very differently today than you did 10 years ago?
Dressing, like not salad dressing. I've always loved it and I'll never stop. Dressing my body.
That's all part of the new game show Wildcard, only from NPR. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. 6 big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.